Josh Rogers, you were covering Ohio Governor John Kasich today. He's in New Hampshire for the day. So far, what have you seen? What have you heard?
Well, Governor Kasich gave a speech at St. Anselm College, largely to business leaders or a bunch of former colleagues of his from when he was in Congress. He went over pretty well with the audience. He was talking about his record in Ohio. He was saying that leadership is about ignoring polls and listening to others, but having beliefs and following through on them. He says he's not ready to make a decision as to whether to give another presidential run a shot. He had a short-lived run in 2000. He's going to be holding a town hall-style get-together tonight at a local snowshoe club in Concord. He says he's simply not ready to make a decision and wouldn't want to make a decision if it weren't plausible for him to win. He says he doesn't want to ask his friends, family, and everybody else to, in his words, break their backs on something that isn't achievable.
Now, you say that the audience this morning, at least, was primarily business people. They could just as easily, I would think, throw their support behind Jeb Bush. How did the governor go over with them vis-a-vis Jeb Bush as a candidate? Did you get any sense of that?
A lot of people believe that for the governor to have a plausible chance, Jeb Bush is going to have to stumble. You know, in some ways, they cut a similar profile, you know, executive experience on issues like Common Core and immigration. They're more moderate than many others in the field. You know, this is a crowded field. He would be running more towards the moderate side of the spectrum than others who have gotten in the race. He does seem to be well-liked by Republican insiders in New Hampshire, more establishment types, to be sure. But he would have his work cut out for him if he got in the race and says that, you know, he's going to have to think about this.
The governor comes across as a pretty regular guy. However, sometimes he does shoot from the hip. Any kind of missteps today?
Well, not really any missteps. There are some funny turns of phrase. At one point, he took a question from a former congressman who asked him to assess his record through the lens of an opponent and asked the governor where might he see room for improvement. And at one point he said, "You know why I'm unorthodox, Dick," referring to the former congressman. "It's because I'm normal." And certainly try to cast himself as a regular guy who wants to put himself in the shoes of the people whom he governs. Whether or not the average Republican voter really knows who John Kasich is at this point is a problem. There was a poll recently that showed that as many as 70% of New Hampshire voters don't have an opinion of him, and that would be a hurdle that he would have to get over.
As you mentioned, though, he doesn't have a lot of name recognition, even though he did mount a presidential campaign once before. It was almost a generation ago, 16 years ago. Do you think it is too late to get that kind of name recognition? Ted Cruz, for example, announced yesterday, and even though he's been a senator a fairly short time, he's garnered a lot of publicity for himself.
And Ted Cruz is going to be back in New Hampshire this weekend. That's one of the things that you get the sense that Governor Kasich is going to have to sort out. That's a challenge that he'll have to weigh.
Soon after the governor spoke this morning, the Ohio Democratic Party, along with the New Hampshire Democratic Party, put out a joint statement. They called his approach to a presidential campaign peculiar. They also went after him because even though he says he's cut taxes, he has shifted the burden of taxes from income taxes to sales taxes. Did you hear any of that kind of mumbling up there?
Well, certainly every time a Republican comes to town, you know, Democrats are going to hit them with, you know, a press release. But, you know, the governor went over well with the audience he was before this morning. Whether that translates into him believing that he has momentum to mount a credible presidential run, you know, remains to be seen.
Josh Rogers of New Hampshire Public Radio, thank you so much.